First, the obvious. They're both from Iowa, and for both, Chicago has been a second home. But they also share something else. They both have broken out of the folk singer-songwriter box that so many would like to keep them in. Werner, who considered a career in opera before making the leap to folk, has recorded albums featuring jazz, blues, gospel, pop, and country influences. Werner says what she's done is sort of like serial monogamy for a creative person.
And that means falling in love with a new style every 2 years or 3 years, whether that be songs of Cole Porter and George Gershwin, or most recent project called Hayseed, All Songs About Farm. To find new things, new subject matter, new styles that we can fall in love with, I really have a romance with, and then move on to the next one so that there's a fresh source always.
Bonnie Kolak has been dubbed the Queen of Folk, and in the 1970s, she, along with John Prine and Steve Goodman, helped define the sound of folk music in Chicago. But if Werner has strayed from folk at times, Kolak has gone even farther afield, pursuing careers in acting and art. But Kolak says she never left music behind.
I started out a drama major in college, and then I switched to an art major, and then I started making a living at singing, and so I always did a little bit, but they were never separate from me. I just kept singing, but I have a studio, and I work in my artwork, too, and they all go together. You're just using different mediums to express yourself.
Two black guitars with mother of pearl inlaid stars. Two young voices rise up in harmony.
Werner says she's thrilled to be sharing the stage with Kolak. Werner says she's had one of Kolak's records on vinyl for many years and has learned all the songs by heart.
I'm more than thrilled with that. So Bonnie has been on my radar for a long time. I'm kind of having a gush moment, but I'm a big fan.
Let the world go on. It'll go on anyhow. Oh, let the breezes glow. Won't you lie down by me?
For her part, Kolak says she has nothing but admiration for Werner, adding that she looks forward to more opportunities to work with her.
Don't you ever touch the egg money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg money.
Kolak says another bond between them is that as women in the music business, they've had to put up with a lot of people, let's say it, men, trying to tell them what to do with their music and their career. Kolak says she's in a good place now, but no matter what, there's always the music.
Singing is my first joy. When I'm singing, I know why I was born. I mean, I can't tell you, making music is just a gift. It's a wonderful thing.
I'm a long-distance runner. My life is full of hopes.
Susan Werner says much the same. It's one more thing the two artists have in common. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.